quiet my reflection. I know we done learned some lessons, and you about to tell us what it is and what it ain't, so just leave a message after the sploosh. I love you.
Hey, beautiful. So it's morning time. I hope you can hear the birds, because I absolutely love the birds around my place in the morning. Like, I love the trees. I'm just feeling very abundant this morning. So I just wanted to just talk about whatever comes to my mind. So last night before bed, Tiny Hands picked out Hercules for us to watch. And I've never really watched Hercules. You know, I think when I was younger, I may have seen it once or twice, but I never really watched it or paid attention to it. Like, I really don't even know the story, didn't know the story to Hercules until last night. And I didn't even finish it. I fell asleep. But what I did see was there was basically my translation. There is a boy who has grown up all his life regular, like not knowing his powers. He got bullied a little bit, but what I really got from it was he didn't know his powers this whole time. And then he learned that he was a god. He learned that he was adopted, and he came. He left when he got dropped off. He was left with emblem. Is that the word? I don't know. That's the word I want to say. But basically, from the land of the gods. And his parents told him when he was older, and he went there. He was like, I gotta know. Like, I love y'all, but I gotta know where I come from. So he went. He found out that he was a god, and then he had to. He was cursed, so he became mortal. So he had to go on his journey or something and fight these people and, you know, find his powers. So that's where I fell asleep. And there was this, there was this devil or this demon that ended up giving an order to these little minions to, I guess, kill him, but they instead turned him mortal when he was a baby. That's how he ended up being adopted, because this demon or this god, this person that was trying to stop him, knew his power. They knew what he would be when he got older. Kidnapped him and sent him to get killed, I guess. But like I said, they turned him mortal. And he found out that he was alive because when he came to the land, and his name was still Hercules. But anyhow, so what I got from that is, when we are born and raised, we are indoctrinated for the most part. A lot of us are, right? And we're programmed to be a certain way. We're programmed to not know our powers, to not know how much of a hand that we have to play in this game of life. But then you have that awakening, and that was him finding out that he was adopted. You have that awakening, you go through all these trials and tribulations, getting bullied, not getting what you want. And then you find out your powers, and you have to go on this journey. That's why you have to go on this journey to figure out who you are, to understand your powers, to learn your powers. You have to go to classes. You know what I'm saying? You gotta fight a couple, not fight. Well, sometimes it's a fight. Things that come along the way. There's somebody that's trying to stop you, especially trying to keep you in that old life and keep you blind. And that's why I was created in the first place. And this whole time you're going on this journey, it's like spiritual warfare. And now I'm understanding. There's things coming up trying to stop you. Like, whoa, you're getting too far, buddy. Because I know the power that you really have. It's like a narcissist, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't let you get this strong, so I'm going to do everything in my power to stop you from learning about your power. and no go. It's a no go. We can't let nobody stop us. And especially when things pop up in life that we have no control over, some things be trying to stop us from going further. Just imagine yourself going on a, I'm seeing a game of life, actually. You're playing a game of life. You know, when the cards, you pick a card, you don't always know what card you're going to get. Sometimes you get a good card. Sometimes you get a card that sets you back. Sometimes you get money. Sometimes you get a kid. But your end goal is to win at the end, to make all the way to the end with as much positivity as you can. It's literally my duty. It is my duty to be me. It is my duty to share my lessons that I'm learning. It is my duty to record this podcast and share it. It's my duty. It's why I was sent here, to help you. You know what I'm saying? And for so long, I didn't know the power in my voice. Until I was scared to use my voice. I didn't want to sing. I didn't believe in me. I didn't want to speak up. I didn't want to tell anybody anything that was going to hurt them. I didn't want to tell people no. What? What? No. Now I'm saying no. No. And it didn't even be rude, but no. Like, if I genuinely don't want to do something, I say no. And that was my Hercules story. And there were so many things that even pushed me to not use my voice. There were so many incidents and so many scenarios. I remember the one main story that I remember that made me not sing or not believe that I could sing was, I think it was kindergarten. No, it was like first grade. It might have been like third grade. No, I think it was first or second grade. We were playing like American Idol in class. And there were, my mouth is dry. There was, oh yeah, they were using my notebook to write down their scores and their comments. And so I went, and I don't remember what song I sang, but I remember later on reading the comments. They were under mine and they were just negative. And from that moment on, I was like, I cannot sing. And it took me so long. It took me going on TikTok and doing the conquering my stage fright. And it wasn't even conquering. It wasn't even stage fright necessarily. It's just me. This was voice fright, my own voice fright. But that's like just trying to stop me, you know? I feel like, I really believe that incident was put into my timeline to try to stop me. To build me. Of course, it happened for a reason. I've come so far. I'm 27 years old. That happened in first grade, and I just started believing in my voice at 24, 25, 24 maybe. Like, but I've overcome so much. I've come through so much. I'm able to share my journey. I'm able to use my power more because my power was taken from me. I'm able to use my power more because I've learned so much without it. You know, I've done so much without it. I've overcame so much. I've won so many battles without it. I'm really a preacher. I don't know if I did this on the podcast or I did this on the YouTube channel, but I spoke about this, how we got invited to church. And the lady who was preaching that day was new. That was her first time preaching. And I, oh man, was that yesterday or was that today? No, it's Saturday. What did I say? Oh, I saw myself in her. I said, this is me. This is what I'm meant to do. This is what I do when I get on a podcast. This is what I do when I give, read people. This is what I do when people come to me for advice. I'm preaching. You know, using analogies. And her analogies was good. Her analogies was on point, baby. She said, don't miss your bus. Because somebody else going to take your seat on the bus. And last night, I had another thought because I'm still figuring out what I believe about divine timing, right? Like, and having to wait for stuff. And, like, if you can manifest instantly, even though I don't think so. Because I don't know. But anyway, I had the thought of, it's like missing your bus. Divine timing is like missing your bus. Like, divine timing is always on time, right? But you can be late. You know what I'm saying? Because, see, divine timing is a bus, and you are at the bus stop, or you're at the house, or you're up the street around the corner, and the bus is at the bus stop. The bus is going to come exactly when it's supposed to come every time, and that bus is going to come multiple times. But you can miss your bus if you're not there to catch it. And okay, so it's still the same concept that I believe the first, like, divine timing, but you can be late. Yeah, that's literally the same analogy I use, but not with a bus. In a YouTube video I did, I think it was How to Find the Courage to Walk in. No, it wasn't that one. It was another one, but don't miss your bus, baby. Don't miss your bus. And shout out to that preacher, that pastor in the making. No, she's not even in the making. Literally, she is. I mean, what's the definition of a pastor? That's what another thing I was trying to figure out. Like, what's the difference between pastor and preacher? And this is what I need to do in the morning. I just need to get up and get and meditate. This is my form of meditation. All pastors are preachers, but not all preachers are pastors. Okay, that's all I need to know. I think I hear my baby, so.
Let me go inside. I love you, and I'll call you back.
Okay, so I just listened back to the voicemail, and I just wanted to add in a very, like, key part that stuck out to me in Hercules was when he first went up there, and his father was like a statue, and he came to life because he said this prayer. So he was activated through a prayer. And he realized that it was his son. No, he realized that was his father. And his father was like, you don't recognize you. Something like, I was like, I'm your dad, basically. And then he was like, you're my dad. He was like, yeah. And if I'm a God, what does that make you? So if the creator created us, God, Yahweh, if Jah, whatever you identify with, God, if they created us, we are an extension of them. Therefore, we are gods as well. Therefore, we have these powers as well. Like, God is outside of us, but God is also inside of us. We are one with God. We are one with the creator. We are the creator, in a sense. You know what I'm saying? So, that just stuck out to me. Take with that and do with it as you will. Yeah. Okay. Seriously, though, I love you, and I'll call you back.